I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. Speaking of change, the weather has gone from good to cold. We are hoping Steve Wiltfong, Director of Recruiting for 24/7 Sports, can warm us up with good recruiting news. Steve, how goes it?
Going well. I'll try and dry y'all off. It was a friggin' monsoon in Indianapolis area yesterday, and I know we sent that weather down I-70 through Dayton all the way to Columbus, but we are now in some crisp fall weather, which I kind of love. We're getting into bonfire season, or just fire on your back patio season, and that's an exciting time. I think that I want to advocate for all husbands listening to this, or just all men in general, ladies too, all humans. We are in the generation of putting TVs on the back patio. I want to do it soon. I think you guys should want to do it soon. That excites me, just the thought of putting a TV out there to watch football for the next couple weeks in this nice crisp weather. I like crisp weather.
Well, here's our question for the day. Ohio State has had tremendous success recruiting secondary options. Just look at the NFL, or the New Orleans Saints for that matter. But there's been some upheaval. Kerry Combs has been moved around. Matt Barnes has been moved around. That could affect recruiting. Do you get a sense that Ohio State's troubles in the secondary and their coaching maneuvers will hurt them on the recruiting trail with secondary options?
Well, I think that if Ohio State starts playing better, it won't hurt them. I mean, I think that's really what it comes down to, right? That's production on the field, track record, which Ohio State has a tremendous track record. Look, we're in September. Ohio State has an opportunity to get a lot better over October and November. I think they have good players. I think they have good coaches. And it's not like they're not trying over there in the Woody to improve. So I'm not selling on Ohio State here in September because they lost the ball game and the defense isn't playing that great. So let's see what kind of improvements that they can make here. But it just comes down to production. I think that Ohio State's coaching staff has a nice cohesion to it on the recruiting trail, that if they're playing better, that, you know, that will speak to recruits on the trail.
Do you get the sense guys feel like there's an opportunity to come in and play early now because they're struggling and Ohio State has clearly played a bunch of young players?
I don't know. I think when you look at Ohio State, you look at it as a school that there's going to be great players in front of you and there's going to be great players coming in behind you. And the guys that pick Ohio State have a mentality that they just love to compete, and they're betting on themselves to come in and get the development that they need to reach their goals.
The second half of today's show, we are going to do a crystal ball rapid fire on Steve, and he will let you know how he feels about all of the crystal ball picks he currently has going for Ohio State. One of them is for Xavier Nwankwo, the All-American safety out of Iowa. He recently did his jersey ceremony for becoming an All-American, and you spoke to him. You have a crystal ball rolled towards Columbus for Nwankwo. Now Iowa's ranked ahead of Ohio State. What's your vibe on the All-American?
Well, I think that Ohio State was the leader for Nwankwo this summer, and they may still be. I don't know if I feel as good about that as I did in the summer, but I think Ohio State's still near the top. Notre Dame's always been a major contender there. I think he's got great relationships with that staff, and it's documented he has family that really likes Notre Dame. Iowa's the program that's kind of been on the move with Nwankwo, in my opinion. I think they've shown him this year that they can be an exciting football team. And obviously he's got a lot of relationships with kids in that locker room or young men in that locker room. And he likes Coach Parker and likes the scheme. But with Ohio State, I mean, Xavier is a very mature guy. And, you know, he had said something along the lines as I drive here, Daniel. He said something along the lines of he just looks forward to seeing how Ohio State comes out of these struggles. So he's watching closely, and you know I think he believes in this Ohio State staff that whatever struggles that they're having right now is temporary, and he's closer to the Ohio State commits than any other school, and so I think that's another thing Ohio State has going for him. But each of those three schools that I mentioned has different things going for them. And, you know, we'll see where it all settles after he goes on these game visits. He's going to go back to Notre Dame for the USC game. He actually attended a game at Notre Dame 2 years ago with fans in the stands. So he's been there, done that. Notre Dame getting USC at night will be a good atmosphere in South Bend. And then he's coming back to Penn State, coming back to Ohio State the next weekend for the Penn State game. That will be his first time attending a game at Ohio State. Is that going to be a noon kickoff?
That is a to-be-determined time. I think you can bet it's a big noon, though, if Penn State is still crushing it by then.
I know people want the atmosphere. I think there's fans that kind of complain about recruiting and not getting that primetime game and that atmosphere. And there's certainly some validity to that. But a noon kickoff for a big game and a win, there's also some upside to that of just everyone's going to be in great spirits from 3 o'clock on through the rest of the weekend. And so you're hanging out with players. You're hanging out with coaches. You're going out to dinner. You're doing whatever else afterwards. That's a long time to be in great spirits. And I know maybe the crowd's not the same. Level of juice, but I think that, you know, there's some positives of getting the noon game and getting a win and going from there on the recruiting front that you don't get if you get a 7 o'clock game and you get the win.
Yeah, the only concern you might have is guys coming from farther distances, but like in the case of Xavier Nwankwo, he just needs to get up early on a Saturday and head over. Another guy you spoke to recently, A.J. Harris, certainly a coveted prospect. Educate people on who he is. This is going to be a battle among the heavyweights.
Yeah, he dropped his top 7 this week, and Ohio State was in there. He's going to return for a game later this fall. I think the Buckeyes are trailing a couple programs. I think that Clemson and Alabama are two that I have an eye on that are in the best position right now. But you're just in, you know, for some of these recruitments, I think sometimes readers get flustered if their favorite team's not leading at a point. And sometimes you just got to be in the race and see how it ebbs and flows. And, you know, AJ likes a lot of things about Ohio State. He's obviously coming back for a game and wants to see more. But, I like where Alabama and Clemson stand. He's going to be at Alabama this weekend.
Speaking of a target of huge programs, defensive end Eni White has had some positivity flowing about the Buckeyes recently. He mentioned that he saw JT Tuimoloau in the game early and was impressed given JT's late arrival on campus. Ohio State is still chasing multiple class of 2022 defensive ends. How do you feel about Eni White?
I think ever since his official visit to Ohio State, the Buckeyes have been a team to watch. They're definitely in that one. They have a great shot to land Eni White.
That is excellent news. You can hear that Steve is driving possibly, and he's actually headed to the great state of Ohio, but you will not be coming to Columbus, Steve. Where are you headed and why?
I'm going to see probably a lot of y'all's second favorite team, maybe, Cincinnati. You guys are rooting for the Fighting Luke Fickles and those guys down there. I'm going to go over there and do a story on the Bearcats. They play a big game next week against Notre Dame, top 10 team on the road. So they're coming off a come-from-behind win at Indiana. So obviously, Coach Fickle in Cincinnati, they've had a lot of success there. They're the premier Group of Five program in the country, seem to be a Big 12 program. It's always exciting for me to get out and get over to some of these schools and see how they put it together and learn a thing or two so I can provide great insights on shows like Bucknuts Morning Five.
We know Luke Fickle runs an intense environment, so make sure you have your chin strap buckled. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and do some crystal ball rapid fire.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right, we are back. Steve Wolfong has existing crystal ball predictions for the following players to go to Ohio State. We're going to attack them in order and get his quick response. June 6th, Zion Branch, defensive back from Las Vegas. You rolled the ball to Ohio State. Thoughts?
I'm still riding with it. I think that I always liked Ohio State, and Ohio State's done a good job recruiting him, and they're doing a good job recruiting his brother, and they're going to play together. His brother, an elite 2023 wideout, Zachariah Branch. USC still looms. They win a big game after firing Clay Helton. Dante Williams is kind of leading the charge for USC there, so it'll be interesting to see how that continues to play out, because I think that, you know, USC is very relevant there. Ohio State's always done a good job with Zion, and I'm still riding with it.
On June 8th, you put one in for IMG wide receiver Carnell Tate.
Yeah, like Branch, I mean, this is a battle. At one point, I thought Carnell Tate was a heavy lean to Ohio State. But I think that Notre Dame has definitely made up some ground and made it very interesting here. You know, he had a decision date and doesn't have one anymore. So anytime that happens, you know, unless I'm missing a piece of intel, which certainly could be happening, you know, I think that means that he's not ready to make a decision.
On June 29th, Oklahoma defensive tackle Chris McClellan.
I'm not going to be on Ohio State much longer. I just don't know where to put that one just yet. Florida, Oklahoma are a couple schools I have an eye on for McClellan. McClellan was a heavy, heavy, heavy lean to Ohio State after his official visit, and I think that wore off. Alabama's in there for McClellan, too.
That's interesting. If it would have been Oklahoma, I would have understood it. Letting Florida and Alabama sneak in there, I'm not sure this quality recruiting. The next day, you put one in for Texas offensive lineman Cam Dewberry.
Yeah, all indications coming out of that visit was Ohio State was the one to beat. I think Oklahoma has a lot of reason to feel good about Cam Dewberry right now also. And Texas A&M still swinging. There's some other schools in there. This isn't as fun as we've had in the past.
Reality bites. All right, last one. Derek LeBlanc, you put this one in on July 30th.
Yep, I put it in. He told me Ohio State was his leader. I still think he really likes Ohio State a lot. He had said at the time he could commit at any time, too. I just put it in there as a current Pulse pick. Alabama, Florida, you know, he's high on.
And you actually, we'll just rehash and finish with this. Your latest crystal ball to Ohio State was Xavier Nwankwo on August 5th.
Yeah, we talked about that before the break. Ohio State's in a really good position, but they got company, Notre Dame and Iowa, with some big visits coming up in October, including an official visit to Iowa for the Penn State game, and then Notre Dame-USC, and then Ohio State-Penn State. I would imagine a decision wouldn't be too far off afterwards. going to take an official to LSU as well.
We will be watching, and we will be listening for Steve Wiltfong. We appreciate him stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.